Okay, sir, we are recording. If you'll state your full name and title or association with the event, please.
This is Steve Maxey, coordinator for High School Holiday Hoops.
Well, Mr. Maxey, I understand that it's the 10th annual Holiday Hoops this year, so tell us what we can expect from the event.
Well, we're excited to be able to host the 10th annual event. I don't think 9 years ago we ever thought that this might happen, and certainly never dreamed that the program would be as large as it is. But the most exciting thing to announce is the fact that we have exceeded 100 teams in this year's event, which is unbelievable. Once again, we never expected the growth to occur like it has, but I think when you offer a quality event like we have done for the past 9 years, the recognition is there by schools, by coaches, by fans that this is a great event to be a part of. So the 10th annual celebration will host over 100 teams, and this year for the first time, teams will come from Missouri, from Iowa, from Nebraska, and from Kansas. And so that's another first for us, and we're very proud of that.
Well, Mr. Maxey, I have to ask, how many teams did you start with 10 years ago? Do you remember?
You know, I want to say that we began with a dozen teams, and I could be wrong with that, but I remember in that very first year that we played for 2.5 days, and that was not full schedules for the days. But we felt like at that point, you know, this is a really super event to offer for the marketability of North Central Missouri College, certainly for the community, and most importantly, the opportunity for student-athletes to play ball on a college campus court and to meet with opponents that they don't normally see. That program began to grow as each year developed, and here we are celebrating number 10 with over 100 teams, and we'll be playing ball for 12 days. We begin on the 18th of December, and the final games are played on the 3rd of January. When you think about trying to coordinate the event through the holidays and weekends and so forth, and still respecting private holiday time for families, we do our very best to coordinate that so that it's not a conflict, but we're excited to offer an outstanding program in 2014.
Do you know how much 100 teams, how does that translate as far as number of kids?
You know, we're estimating that it will be in excess of 1,800. We haven't seen, of course, rosters yet because school hasn't started nor has basketball season. So that number could be a little skewed, but I think it's a fair estimate, and that's not considering cheerleaders, managers, statisticians, and then all the fans that accompany their schools to cheer on their respective ball clubs. So it's a tremendous amount of students who will be spending time on the campus of North Central here in Trenton.
Mr. Maxey, are all of the games held at the Ketchum Center? And if so, how do we do with the traffic flow in and out of there?
Every game is played on the campus of North Central Missouri College. You know, we have been offered each year the opportunity to move some of the games to the local high school courts, and we're appreciative of the cooperation of the Trenton Ardine School Administration. But again, trying to follow through with the commitment to expose students to the NCMC campus, we've chosen to keep every game right there at the beautiful Ketchum Community Center on NCMC campus. As far as traffic flow, you know, it's really not a problem. We will offer either 4, 6, or 8 games a day, depending on the availability of the schools and how the brackets fall in place. But it's never been a problem. In fact, if it is a problem, it's a good one to have because it's exciting to have that kind of numbers of people coming to the community and certainly being on the campus of North Central.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more. Okay, so if I have listeners out there that want to come in and take in some basketball over the holiday season, how much is admission? Is there a website where they can get a look at the schedule? Tell us that sort of information, if you will, please.
As we get closer to the event, we'll certainly be flooding the news media with releases, and we're certainly appreciative of KMZU and other radio stations, newspapers, and even television stations who help us share the excitement of the event. So set tight. We'll also be announcing a Facebook page, our website, where the schedule will be available, as well as updates on scores and other special events. We're going to be announcing several really special things to happen in addition to the 60-plus ball games that will take place. So one more need for listeners to stay tuned for upcoming news.
Steve, do you have any idea how much money, how much revenue this brings into the Trenton area?
You know, I guess one thing I want to clarify, even though the event's held in Trenton, Trenton is really not the only community that benefits, because you recognize the distance that so many of these schools are traveling. So that means towns on the north, south, east, and west have every opportunity to benefit from housing, from dining, from the purchase of fuel, other shopping privileges. So, you know, it is indeed a regional impact that this event brings to the community. To be able to tell you what kind of dollars are generated, I honestly do not, because it's difficult to determine that. We know that from the standpoint of the HOOPS effort itself, it's not a major money-making effort, and that has not been our cause by any means. But any dollars that we have been able to generate in surplus of expenses, we've been able to put back into the facility on the college campus or into growing the event to make it a larger and more exciting activity.
Very good. Well, we've covered a lot of information. I know we'll be waiting and watching for more information to come out. Anything else that you would like to add today, sir?
No, you know, I think it's still early. Once we get coaches back in school where they can look at their emails and confirm things, we'll be ready to announce all of those teams and commit that, as well as begin to work closer on the development of a schedule or a bracket, if you want to call it that, and another exciting announcement. So set tight. We appreciate your support.